So Rob would come up with his ideas on a cassette. We'd listen to them in the van. We'd listen to them down at Holy Joe's, the rehearsal rooms we used to go to. And an attempt would be made at doing something with the song. Things would change, of course. You know, words would change. The music, in fact, would change. The beat would be created to it. So we all had a big contribution to actually construct the song. I won't say use the word write the song, in our own way, including Ian on the bass and myself on drums. We could each totally turn a song as we felt. We could direct its pace, its force, its whatever. We would then put it into the set, maybe have to drop one of the earlier songs or shorten them, and then find out what the reaction was. Rob had a free license to change the words as and when he felt, even at a gig. I mean, he would just go rambling off onto a complete verse that we'd never ever heard before. He was very good at ad-libbing, very good. If we liked or he liked what he'd changed, then it sort of tended to stick. Although Al Atkins wasn't with the band, the songs that he wrote for either Mark 1 or Mark 2 Judas Priest are there on the first album, Rock-a-Roller. And they were good songs, and consequently they didn't get dropped because he wasn't with the band, which is usually the case. If that had have been the situation, no doubt Alan Atkins would have disappeared into obscurity, and from what I can gather, he still is writing songs and pretty good songs at that. Good luck to you. All of the songs that Priest recorded on the Rock-a-Roller album and Sad Wings of Destiny that credit Alan Atkins were written prior to myself and Rob joining Priest. So Rob has got an input because he has changed various words and possibly, as far as I know, could have changed the format of the song, you know, verses, choruses or whatever. Glenn obviously had a lot of ideas which contributed to the songwriting side of the situation. I could always get very emotionally involved with Dreamer Deceiver. Glenn did this, what I consider to be a phenomenal lead break. I used to love that song. I mean, it would, some nights, choke me up. I mean, it was that good.